Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Chris Young.
I'm John King.
And I'm David Lesneski.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Okay, so I'll start my idea. Actually, it kind of transitions from David's kind of well.
So now you're taking off of me, who took off of Chris. So
I'm the only original one here.
Chaotically throw shit in the air that sort of relate to this idea.
Like fusion.
I'm going to fuse together an idea. So you mentioned like the food cartridges for the food printer. And I had an idea. This isn't my idea for the podcast today. Well, it's Smell-O-Vision, which everybody knows what it is. So you'd have like scent cartridges. And my thought was that if you could have drones or like one of those like Roomba style Amazon factory robots, like sense what you're watching on TV, like this Smell-O-Vision movie. And it knows like in an hour, it's going to have to give you a scent of boxing fat guy sweat or daffodils or something. And so if you had this like Amazon drone delivery service, it would know it would have an hour to get that smell into your house and into the cartridge thing, like a little, like little robot that rolls around on the floor that can grab the scent cartridge from outside and plop it into the Smell-O-Vision thing. It, like as the movie's running, it could just get there in time. And that way you wouldn't have to worry about like spoiling cartridges because they're just going in and out on demand. And the same thing could sort of happen with the food you're eating, the cartridges. You wouldn't have to worry about them spoiling if we had this like drone delivery. Like
right. Well, hasn't like UPS or FedEx or whoever talked about that drone delivery service like for years that they've never, yeah, obviously... gotten yeah. Now like isn't it Domino's or one of the pizza places now has the driverless delivery cars?
I think it is Domino's.
Oh really? Yeah, that stuff is like inching along. It hasn't been in the news a lot. Drone shit. It's all been AI and before that like Bitcoin. Drones have been sort of out of fashion for a while. But my idea is about drones.
they still have that, like, I mean, even though the military uses drones and stuff, they still have to have active people somewhere monitoring them for whatever reason. They haven't gotten yet where it's this Jetsons kind of world.
Yeah, it's not totally autonomous just yet.
Right.
Yeah, it's eventually. It's like the self-driving Tesla. It's like, well, eventually. By the time we sort of decided it's never going to work and we're not thinking about it, then they're going to get it.
Tom, I was kind of thinking, because like we're talking like technology, which can be used for good and for evil. I went a little evil here. You could always, if you were like mean, you could like screw with the drone that's dropping in the smells. And like if like they were expecting to like do a nice smell, like just stink bomb them.
Sure.
It's like they're like expecting a nice like field of flowers and all of a sudden... boom, just like rancid rotten food smell just comes right in their face. Just like, oh my God, why?
That's like the jelly beans.
Yeah.
The Jelly Belly.
Yeah.
I tried those once and man, they did a good job. Like, I really wonder how they actually like go about testing that, because they got some really accurate flavors on those.
So my idea, this is actually a redo. I've already talked about this idea on the podcast, but it was only like a couple, like 3 minutes long. I didn't get to fully jump into it. And it has to do with drones. Basically, this idea came up during COVID when we were stuck inside. And the main idea was that, first of all, we're stuck inside. And secondly, sightseeing vacations are kind of dumb. I think a vacation should be experiences, because whenever you're going sightseeing, you typically you want to get like up high, like on a scenic overlook to see, sometimes you're in a building, but sometimes like in nature, you want a scenic overlook, or you want to fly a drone to get like cool drone footage. And it's like, well, why do you need to be there at all? You could just, some company could have a drone that you could rent that's located on this scenic overlook, and you could fly it around for a half hour from your house. That would make more sense than having a sightseeing vacation. You could do it during COVID, and you could, for your vacations, it could be experiences like skydiving or eating at a 4-star restaurant or things you can't do from your house. So that was the main idea before, was drone rentals for sightseeing. And then I, as a side note on that, and that's what I want to focus on this time, was my thought was, if you had a bunch of drone hobbyists get together in an app and mark their houses on a map, if you had like hobby drones that you could, that were like connected to cellular phones or satellite internet or something, what you could do is you could slowly over time, like travel around the country from stop to stop to stop, like do like a drone road trip. And like, they would have like, if you're participating as like a drone charging station, you would have like 3 or 4 maybe charging spots for other people's drones, like in your house. And you would like agree to like find the person's drone if it crashed and put it on the charger for them, or help them order parts and fix it or something. So the idea here for the podcast, I called it the drone charging network. So it would be a way, because it doesn't make sense to just use your drone at your house because you run out of shit to look at. Like I said, the sightseeing vacations don't make sense either, because it's like, why do you need to be there at all? So this sort of makes sense. So you have new shit to look at, and you're saving money, not having to travel to places to sightsee. So yeah, any thoughts with that, with like the drone charging network, like a grid of people with it, places like a half hour away from each other where you can gradually fly your drone around the country or the world?
Do you think? I think that would be fantastic if you could incorporate VR into that. So then it's like you're not just like watching something on a screen, you're actually like flying through the Grand Canyon or whatever.
Yeah, I think that would be up to you and whatever your drone can do. But you need exactly the real time video.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, John, where it's just like, if you have control of the drone and you've got like a VR headset or something like that, being able to pilot it and like get a whole scope of like the Grand Canyon or someplace like that, where it's like a large vista.
Totally.
And then I had the idea for it. There's a thing called geocaching.
Yeah.
Where people like hide stuff and they mark things on maps for you to find. You could sort of do that for the drones, maybe not like a cache, but like a secret like art installation that's up in the trees somewhere, or like stuff for the drone people to look at that's like you would need to have the app to know to look for it, to give you more shit to do. And I thought maybe if other drones are flying nearby, if you're in like a chat room like this, but like two of the video feeds are drones, you could like socialize while you're flying drones together.
That'd be kind of cool. It kind of reminds me like of like an MMO, like in Warcraft, like that I remember, like I never played Warcraft, but like I remember like there was like the different characters that have like little homage names to each other, like to actual people in like real life. Like the one I do remember was like a Oprah one. It was like Oprah Wind of the Free or something like that. And like people went to find that character, and there's just a bunch of people like all surrounded by it, just like, oh, I found the Oprah tribute.
Yeah, for like if you did like a scavenger hunt type thing, that would be pretty cool.
Well, there are some things though, like if you're talking, I mean, even though the drone could do it, it could be like with your phone, the Pokemon, where you go to the certain thing and thing sort of checks off, hey, he found it, or he was there, or he did whatever with it.
You could literally just play Pokemon Go with the drone. A lazy Pokemon Go player.
to kind of get back to the original idea of like using it to like look at landscapes and stuff like that, you could almost do like what games do and like have different achievements too.
Mm-hmm.
For like, hey, you scoped out this place, boop, you know.
Achievements for, yeah, land location. You could have a bird watching one, because that's basically what bird watching is. You check off the birds from a list.
Peeping Tom.
I was actually going to go there, and I thought, well, the app could have The app could have a thing to prevent like actual peeping toms, but it could also have like an OnlyFans type thing where,
for sure, like that would be a check scorecard thing. Like, hey y'all, did you see Betty?
But yeah, it could be like Betty is on the app, and if you
Betty fly your drone to her window,
you pay $10 and her blinds come.
Yeah,
I was gonna say,
so you can see in.
I was gonna say, at least Betty's gonna cut of the money. Then that feels yeah, a little so she's bit more getting right.
Cut of the money. I think to a certain segment of the population, I think watching a sex act through a window, through even if it's through like this OnlyFans system, would just hit you harder than watching the same sex act through a stream through the computer. Just knowing that the drone is in physical proximity would like hit harder. You know what I mean? It would feel more real. Don't you think?
Hey, I'm not going to kink shame you, Tom. So don't worry about it. Say what you want,
man. It's all good. We're
not going to yuck your yum.
We can all agree. No one can dispute this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if it was not for pornography and things like that, the internet would not be what it is today. So we can all agree that that is 100% factual and true. So
I was going to work my way up to the people. So let's see what else I've got here.
Jump right into it.
I have another. You would use someone else's drone, say, in the Grand Canyon, so yours didn't have to physically travel. It would, like, you know, your control would leapfrog from, say, your drone would go as far as Grand Rapids, and then it would leapfrog, say, someone that had a drone in Chicago. Your sort of control would leapfrog that way, and the other people could then leapfrog into your drone. So say one drone couldn't theoretically, even though it could be charged, couldn't fly to, you know, Nevada or wherever in the course of a normal day, you could sort of leapfrog to each one of those places in minutes.
Yeah, I was actually going to get there. That's a great idea. You could, in the app, you could help people hook up for leapfrogging. Maybe they will only want to leapfrog with their friends or with similarly capable drones that have, like if it's a VR drone, another VR drone. Similar to that, if you can't quite get somewhere, you could have the person ship it from one destination to get to somewhere else. Hmm. In the app, you could help them pay for the postage or whatever to make it doable.
Or they could even like end up at an airport and like then hop on the UPS jet that's headed to such destination.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably couldn't get too close. Maybe you'd have to stop at like a warehouse near the airport, fly into a crate, and then go into the airport.
Yeah, not go through the jet engine, I mean, or something like that. That might be a little bit, risky.
And there's probably all these laws, too. You're not supposed to...
Hey, yeah, I understand.
Airspace or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You could have, like, I hate to say, like, truck stop repair networks, but, like, say the drone was not focusing right or whatever, it would stop at this place and somebody could clean the lens off from the bugs it had on it, or things like that.
A drone pit stop.
Yeah, like a, I don't know, since we're thinking big, right? I don't know how to apply any of that. I just...
Yeah, I think all of the charging stations would also have to be pit stops, because I think drones are pretty, things always come up, repairs.
And it couldn't be people that went and cleaned it. Like, that's what I've always said, right? Like, you watch BattleBots, right, or whatever it is, when the people come out and clean up the arena, that shouldn't be people. It should be Roombas going out and cleaning up the arena, right?
Yeah, I think At first it would have to be people, and then if it took off as a concept, and also some of the tech with the Amazon drones, if it takes off sort of simultaneously, maybe you could automate some of it. And like if it gets caught way up high in a tree, maybe a drone with like a claw on the bottom of it could come around and grab it and take it down. Maybe it can't like repair a broken blade, helicopter blade or something that would maybe in the short term need to be a person, but maybe it could like
take it to the repair shop. Yeah.
Or you could hire pigeons or what do you call them? Falcons.
Yeah.
You could get falcons involved in the drone retrieval system.
I was just saying, like, we were talking about 3D printing food. You could always 3D print the part.
You know what? That's where we're at. And if I, like I said, if I had a 3D printer, I would print more 3D printers.
I bought a 3D printer. So I live in an apartment here, but I rent out a room at my sister's house. And she has a garage, so I have like a workshop over there. And she wouldn't let me do the 3D printer in her garage because she was afraid I would burn down her house. So I have this 3D printer just sitting there, never taken out of the box.
Chris, is the 3D printer to build 3D printers? Is that like the infinite wishes of like the magic lamp?
Yep, it is. Like, you know, you just keep that company, it would just keep doing it. How many more do you need? See, I have to take it then back to the comic world of, okay, it's got to be absurd if it's going to be smart. Sorry.
So, yeah, so like this idea for the drone charging network, I think what you'd need is like a kit for the drone stations to deck out their house. So maybe you could have it like, you could have like a garage charging kit where if a drone is near the garage door, that it opens and they can fly it in and maybe land on a wireless charging station in a garage. Yeah. So that would be one kit. And you could use like GPS or like motion sensors or combination. I also had a kit where like, I thought like one of the side vents in an attic could like fold open like a mini garage door and they could fly in the attic. You could charge them that way. If you don't have room in the garage, I thought that would be cool. So if you have these drone kits for setting up the charging stations, if an Amazon delivery drone came, you could use the same thing and to open the garage door to fly the package in. So you could like double up the use of it like that. Or you could maybe Amazon comes up with the kits and then you use the Amazon kits for the drone hobby thing. If they can do a drone delivery, it would be cool if they could actually drop it off inside the house so people don't steal it.
Well, it could be like, doesn't Amazon have like they have the in garage drop off now, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
oh,
I didn't know that.
I think it because they're connected with Ring, I think. So,
oh,
yeah. So, more connectivity, more stuff like
you
that.
Need
like,
Ring.
Yeah. But like what you're saying, like, you know, if you had the code for like the air vent where the pit stop is or whatever it is, where the charging port is, you could open up that vent, fly in, drop the drone down, have it charge, fly out.
I don't know why I'm okay with that, but not the Ring. I just don't like
companies
having like the Alexa and they have like 24-hour access to your audio and your video. And I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, our phone's already taken half of what we did and they're giving it to Zuck and all of the other guys. And we're going to see all this stuff on being commercialized in, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, one thing I want to do soon is I haven't messed with TikTok, but I found my old iPhone and I was cleaning shit the other day. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just install it on the old phone, maybe even do like a reboot of the whole OS and wipe off all my data and then install the TikTok app. I don't know. So that's my insecure app phone. But yeah, with the drone thing, so I had a couple other ideas that you could do with the drones. The smell-o-vision thing we already covered. I had an idea before about a social network that didn't use the internet. So I called it Social Burner. So the idea was that the teenagers or like people on like a sports team or people who see each other every day, a work group. They could all buy the same phone, but it's not a phone. It's just point-to-point Wi-Fi between the other people who own the same type of phone. Mm-hmm. And you could chat and stuff. And if you're in the room, if you're in range, it would do real-time social communication. And if you're not in range, it would just queue it up. And so when you saw them the next day, it would send the message. So this is like a way to communicate without the internet. So there's more privacy.
Isn't that just like walkie-talkies?
Yeah, it's kind of like a social media walkie-talkie. Yeah, that might be a better name for it, considering that Social Burn is a band and it would cause confusion, a pop band or something. But yeah, so I saw them as like burner phones. Like you wouldn't have them forever. They would be for this one purpose. They'd be dirt cheap. They'd be like $20. They don't have cell stuff in them. There's no software updates. It's just for communicating with people who have that same set of phones. Oh, the other thing with the social thing is that you wouldn't have to, person A wouldn't have to transfer the message directly to person C. Person A could send the message meant for person C to person B, and then B would send it to C. So
it's like a relay.
Yeah, people could act like relays, like silent relays. Like they wouldn't be able to read the message, but they would pass it along and it would eventually get to the destination. And my thought was, well, most social media, does it really need to be real time? Like, couldn't it just wait until they're on the school bus or in the cafeteria the next day or whatever? And this would be good because it wouldn't have like this lifelong record of every social thing you've done, like on the internet, to like be seen by future employers and stuff. So it's this non-internet social network. But if you had these drones that could fly from one kid's house to the other kid's house at night with the data, it could still be close to real time without using the internet.
Hmm.
So that would be another use for it, is like instead of using the internet to pass along data, you could just fly it back and forth, you know?
I like the idea of the data not being owned. That's the one thing, at least it's...
Yeah, decentralized.
Yeah.
Could be encrypted in a way that you can't get it off the phone, or you could even flicker the screen in such a way where if you took a photo of it with a different phone, the photo wouldn't work. You could try to make it as private as you could, like no output jacks or anything, and fully encrypted. You can't change the and it's a burner phone, so if there's a leak or something, like somebody figures out how to hack it, you just release a new version and then everybody buys the new $20 phone that's fixed the problem. We covered the drone peep booths is what I called it. Transferring the data, Amazon. Okay, I think that's it. You guys have any other ideas that you could use with the drones to do stuff?
So like the first thing that came to my mind when you're saying like having the charging stations is having it be in like different cities in kind of the same way that they have like electric scooters kind of set up.
Yep.
So like you could have, if your drone is coming into a city, you could have it charge at one of the stations, or if you're visiting the city, you can use theirs.
I guess they could be, some of them could be run by cities and not like individual people in houses.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. So people could throw them in the river like I see those.
Well, it would be smart. It would fly away if it sensed your hostility.
Danger, danger, danger.
Then if you do that, it puts like a red mark on your account so that you can't like fly other drones into dangerous situations.
You've been banned.
Or it's like the drone is in a case and you have to pay to get at it for it to fly out. So you can't like just grab one and vandalize it without paying first.
As you say, it might be worth it, but it's like $20.
Where is the fun in that? Where is the fun in that?
I think I would use it once in a while, like to sightsee if I'm bored, like especially like if it's like 2 a.m. here, like spend $10, $20 to rent a drone in Japan or something and just fly it around and sightsee on Mount Fuji or whatever.
Well, wouldn't it be cool too, though, like if it had little screen and it became like your face, so you could like interact with the other people that are running drones.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. I actually did cover that on a podcast episode.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that would be cool. Like especially during COVID, the drone could not just talk to other drones, then it could talk to real people on the street through the video showing your face like below the drone, like a hologram or like a screen.
Right. You know, there's a thing that does that though, right?
Really?
Yeah, we're on one right now. Like, we can all see. I'm just giving you a hard time, Tom, man.
I actually tried to build a drone with a screen. I got like a GoPro and I bought like a $80 drone maybe 5 years ago. It was too heavy. And then I tried putting like a tiny little iPad on there. I like tried to actually build the thing. Maybe nowadays when they have these like DJI fancy drones like that can hover and they can follow you as you're jogging. I just didn't want to spend $500 for a drone.
For real?
For my stupid idea.
Yeah.
Stupid idea or investment.
But yeah, if there was a drone charging network where I could fly it around the country, I might pay like $800 for a drone to do it. I don't know if I'd spend four figures, but I think it'd be cool. To rent it. I don't know. Would you guys ever do it? We'll wrap it up with that.
Yeah, I think if it was reasonable, it'd be smarter to rent a drone than actually buy one, because like they increase in technology just like anything. Like I've got a GoPro that's the one right after it's so much nicer, but if I could just rent one for a few bucks when I went on vacation or things like that, why not instead of buy it all?
Yeah, there's that. And then there's like, well, once they get a certain, well, like, as far as I'm concerned, the iPhone hasn't added any feature that I give a shit about since iPhone 4. I don't think there's anything new. Maybe slightly better cameras. I don't give a shit about, like, the unlocking it with your eyeballs and shit like that. Maybe drones eventually will get a point where it's like, well, nobody gives a shit about the software update and the hardware update. So you can buy it and not worry about the next new one coming out. Maybe we're not there yet, but let's wrap it up with that. Any shows or podcasts or things you guys want to plug before we go?
I am doing a fun little show on Wednesday at 734 Brewing in Ypsilanti. And we were talking about magic. I'm going to be doing magic at that show in addition to comedy.
Awesome.
So that should be a fun thing.
Going to be in Indianapolis Friday and Saturday night at Helium. Next week, going to do some shows in North Carolina and Virginia. And the end of the month, up at the casino in Escanaba. So check me out, chrisyoungcomic.com.
You can always check out the Mexican 734 on Insta and Threads and Comedy by David on Facebook for just whatever I'm thinking or whatever I got going on.
I'm doing a show in Kalamazoo on Thursday. Meet me at Valhalla. I'm doing a thing online called Gamey McFitness, where I build video game controllers into fitness machines. And so I have one for a rowing machine. I modified an omnidirectional treadmill that I bought. I have one for a treadmill. I'm eventually going to build one for a jump rope. Some of them are sort of silly, but you can play video games while working out. I don't sell them. I just use them. Eventually maybe I'll get to one to sell, but it's a hobby thing I do. It's on Twitch and Kick and all of the YouTube, all of the streaming platforms.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.